Okay, today we're Bezushim continuing in the fifth parak of Masechet Zvachim, parak Ezuhu Mekoman, the parak that we say every single morning because it doesn't have any machlokas that is recorded in it, meaning there are things in this parak that are subject to machlokas, but at least they're not mentioned in the parak. So it's considered to be like the most glatta kind of Talmud Torah you could do after saying Birchas Torah in the morning. So that's why we learn this parak every morning. You're not only supposed to recite this parak, you're supposed to learn this parak as part of Talmud Torah of learning Mikra Mishnah and Gemara, although it could be one day in the Mishnah Berurah is that in addition to a kiyum of Talmud Torah, it's also Neshama Parmes Faseinu, that it's a kiyum of bringing these karbanos as well, or at least when we get to Mishnah Dalid, which is the second of the two Mishnahs we're going to do today, that relates to the Karban Talmud, and that we do every single day. So Rav Shachter told us that if you don't have time to say all the karbanos, you should say the Pesukim of the Talmud, the Pesukim of the Ketores, and just Mishnah Dalet, because Mishnah Dalet is part of the Neshama Parmes Faseinu of reciting karbanos. So it says the Mishnah, Chatos HaTzibur VaYachid, Karbanos Chatos of HaTzibur and HaYachid are as follows. Elohim Chatos HaTzibur. The Chatos HaTzibur includes Sirim Rashi Chadash Mishal Ma'ados. The Sirim that are brought in Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, Mishchidasim Basaf, when you shach them in the north, V'kibu Dom B'Kli Shares, and you do Kabbalah's Dam in the Kli Shares, also B'Tzafon, V'Dom Aton Arba Matonis Al B'Kronos, you need four Matnas Dam in the four corners of the Mizbech, Chachitzon, the big Mizbech, Ketzad, Olav HaKevesh, how would you put the Dam there, you go up the ramp of the Mizbeach, ufanel sovev, and you turn to the sovev, which goes around the Mizbeach, uvalel keren dromis mizrachis, and you go to the south eastern corner, and then mizrachis svonis, and the northeastern corner, then svonis maravis, and northwest, and then maravis dromis, and then southwest, and you put dam in each of those corners, shiri adami, yishofichal yisod dromi, and then you pour the leftover dam into the yisod on the south side of the Mizbeach, v'nechalim v'nimin haklaim, and you got to eat it in the azara, l'zichrikuna, only male kohanim, b'chol machal, you could prepare it however you like to cook things. And you can only eat it that day that you brought the carbon and that night until chatzos. That night until chatzos, the night after the carbon was brought, meaning the day that it was brought and that night until chatzos. Mishnah Dalid, ha'ola kache kachim, carbon ola is kache kachim. The Talmud is a type of ola. Shchitasa batzafon v'kibul dam klisharis batzafon. The shechting of the carbon ola is done in the north, and the kabbalah's dam is also done in klisharis in the north. V'damaton shtei matanos shehin arba. And unlike the previous mishnah where you needed four matnas dam, you only need two matnas dam that hit all four sides of the mizbech. So you do in the two corners, and that hits all four sides of the mizbech. Utuuna hefshet v'nituach v'chalali ishim. And it has to be skinned. It has to be cut into pieces and has to be totally burnt on the Mizbeach Chachitzon. So that's the Korban Ola, meaning it doesn't get eaten by anybody. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel we said that Chatos HaTzibur includes Sir Rashi Chadash Mishal Ma'ados and are shechted in the north, and Kabbalah's Dam is done in the north, and it needs four Matnas Dam on the four corners of the Mizbeach, and we describe the route the Kohen takes when he does these Matnas Dam, and the Dam that's left over after he does the four Matnas Dam, he pours into the southern Yisod of the Mizbeach. It gets eaten by male Kohanim in the Azara, however he likes to prepare it, for the rest of that day and that night until Chatzos. And then Mishnah Dalet, we said Karban Ola is Kachik Kachim, that's also shechted in the north. Kabbalah's Dam in the north does not get eaten at all. There are only two Matnas Dam, but it hits all four sides in the Mizbeach Chitzon, and it needs to be skinned, it needs to be cut into pieces, and it needs to be burnt entirely on the Mizbeach. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parakeh, Mishnah Hey.